Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. You know, coming on, it's a new time. Got to get used to it. I was about to say, good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm so used to doing the show in the morning. But we had to make a few switches. And so we're doing the show live on location. We're actually on a little break from the seminars that we do now in the morning. And we just wanted to still bring to you awesome programming. The Coach LaLisa Show is really, 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 and Coach LaLisa is really on the move. And we want you to be on the move as well. So today we're going to talk about the power of forgiveness. You know, as leaders, as entrepreneurs, as professional men and women, we have to deal with this problem of unforgiveness. So the best way to deal, like there are a lot of people who have unforgiveness in their hearts, and it's really tearing them apart. It's, you know, ruining their day. It's really not allowing them to really, really, really enjoy God's best, okay? So if you really want to enjoy the best that God has for you, you really, 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 really want to make it a habit to have forgiveness, okay? Be able to forgive others. Be able to forgive yourself. To be able to really walk in your full purpose. You know, a lot of people, they want to walk in their purpose, but they're just not able to do that. And some of the reasons why is because of this thing called unforgiveness. So we want to do the show today to go over some of the strategy that will help you be more forgiving. Things that can really help you to forgive not only, like I said before, not so much that you're going to forgive, you know, other people, but that you're going to forgive yourself, okay? So we want to jump out of the car for a moment, and we're going to see how we're going to jump out and get. And so we're here, right here in Newark, New Jersey, and we are broadcasting live on the air. But I want you to write down some people that you haven't forgiven yet. Okay, so hopefully you wrote down some things that you want to note, some things that you haven't forgiven people on, okay, some areas in your life that are going on, you know, when you're walking in this unforgiveness. If you don't forgive others, then you really think that it's not hurting anyone. You figure, you might be thinking, well, what does it matter? So what if I don't forgive that person? You know, so what if I don't try to love them? Or, you know, you might think that, and you might, maybe you have forgiven them. Maybe you think that you have forgiven that person. I know we got a little noisy background here, but this is actually one of our shows where we are doing our show while we are on the road. So you really have to appreciate all the different ways of doing things. Like, some people think there's only one way, you know, of doing something, but guess what? There's more than just one way of doing things, okay? So I want to just talk to you about forgiving somebody. Forgiving a person, that's a great way for you to get yourself out of any type of bondage, any type of stronghold that could be holding back your success. For some of you, the only reason that you're not successful is not a lack of talent, it's not a lack of money, it's not a lack of ability or a lack of gifts, but it's because you're lacking in forgiving other people, okay? So it is the hardest thing to do in your own strength. Is absolutely, probably, almost next to impossible. So, but remember, God, with God, all things are possible. So is it possible to forgive the person who has hurt you, who has rejected you, a person who might have had committed domestic violence against you, a person who may have abused you, sabotaged what you're doing in any sort of way? You know, is it possible that you can forgive that person? You might be saying this to yourself. Is that possible? Well, you have to look deep, deep, deep inside and try to discover what else is going on with you and that situation, or you and that person. Because there may be other reasons why you're holding on to the unforgiveness. But don't get it twisted for one second. You have some unforgiveness in your heart. It is hurting you, not them. You know, more than likely, that person has gone on with their life, or they've gone on with the project or the scenario. They're not even thinking about you. And here you are holding this unforgiveness in your heart. And now it's, you know, again, it's unforgiveness is doing a work within you, and it will cause you to be bitter, could lead you to be angry. And again, all of these are self-inner sabotaging behaviors. You don't want them. As you move forward, as you break free, as you climb higher heights and deeper depths in terms of your success in life and the things you want to accomplish, you don't want to take on the baggage of unforgiveness. So this is a base type of thing that you want to leave it right here, right now, and you want to learn, you want to really launch or jumpstart your success. You want to really take your success to a whole new level. You want to really take your power and anointing to a whole nother level. And I know some of you do. Some of you on here, you're ministers. You have other roles in the church and in your spiritual background. And you want to go places. You want to go higher. God is calling you higher. God is calling you deeper. He is trying to open up new doors for you. He He's trying to give you more things, but how can he when you have unforgiveness in your heart, in your mind? You don't want it. You want to get rid of unforgiveness. So you just have to cancel it out. Speak it, say, unforgiveness, I'm done with you. I'm out of here. Okay? Get rid of unforgiveness. Get rid of, I don't care if it's your mother, your sister. There's so many people, I see so many people who are just stagnant in their lives, and they think they're going somewhere, and they're really not going anywhere at all. You know, they think they got it going on, and they really don't got it going on, because the moment that unforgiveness raises its ugly head, it just tears down the situation, just destroys relationships. It can set your relationship right on a spiral, a downward spiral, right into the pit of destruction. You know, sometimes when people hold all this unforgiveness, it can cause other things to happen to you. You begin to mistrust people. Then you begin to start doubting. Once doubt comes in, then doubt brings in some of his other friends, and then you become discouraged. You become, so many other things can happen, all because we didn't want to forgive. And so forgiveness is something that you have to work toward. You have to allow God to empower you to forgive. You can't do it on your own. And I really believe God set it up that way, because there are some people who would absolutely believe that they don't need God. Okay? Some people know when they get into a major accident, car, plane crash, or whatever, now they know they need God. Some people, they don't need God up until the time when they lose their mother. Some people don't know how bad they need God until they lose a child. It takes some people a long time before they know how bad they really need God. But one place, if you ever want to forgive somebody so that you can become a success, grow higher, grow deeper, be better, be stronger, be more powerful, you have to forgive people. And it's impossible to forgive some people without the power of God working in your life. And in order to get the power of God working in our lives, we have to ask God to empower us. We have to ask God for the power. God, release in my life your power, your Holy Ghost anointing, Spirit-filled power, Lord. Release that in my life right here, right now, and right today. You can have it. You can have it. You can have power. You can have God releasing this power in your life. You can have the power to forgive a person that has mistreated you, a person that has disrespected you, a person that has put you down or neglected you. You can have forgiveness for this person. But you need, in order to forgive people that have really, really hurt you very, very deeply, these are the times when you need the power of God. And ask God to empower you to forgive. And that's how you're going to get it. You ask God to give you the power to forgive. He will do it. And then just act it out. Just walk it out. As he gives you the instruction. Once he gives you the power, he begins to give you instruction. And you follow his instructions to the T. He tells you to make a phone call, make a phone call. If he tells you to write a letter, write a letter. If he says send the person an email, send them an email. If he asks you to text them, text them. If he tells you to inbox them, inbox them. If he tells you to, you know, whatever God tells you to do, if he tells you to buy them something, buy them something. You know, you have to follow instructions. He gives you any type of thing God calls you to, any kind of a mission he calls you to. He will also provide you with the provision to make it happen. He will give you the provision to bring it to pass. God will give you everything you need to walk in the kind of power so that you can be a success in life, okay? God wants you to be a success. He created you fearfully and wonderfully. The Bible says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. But he wants you to be wonderful and fearful. He told Joshua he would give him the gospel of good success if Joshua would just simply obey all of his commandments, meditate on God's word day and night. He would give Joshua all that Joshua had in his heart. He would give him good success says the same thing in the book of Psalm 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So here I am. I am counseling you as the godly to tell you that you, woman, man of God, leader, teacher, professor, wife, husband, child, student, whoever you are, worker, employee, entrepreneur, boss, leader, you have to, pastor, apostle, teacher, doctor, whatever, doesn't matter. You have to walk in forgiveness. Forgive. F-O-U-R. Forgive. Do it in the fore. Do it forward. Do it as much as possible. The more you forgive, the better you will get at it. And pretty soon, the power that God has put inside of you will feel like, just like it's your very own power. You'll actually begin to feel like you did it. But don't get it twisted. It's Him doing it through you. Because if you try to do it on your own, guess what? You're going to mess it up. So it's best just to do it His way, how He says it, when He says it. Because then it is done perfectly. Because God is perfect. He cannot make a mistake. He cannot mess up. And if you listen to God and do what He says, I'm learning that for myself, that the more I obey, the more blessed I am. I'm going to say that again. The more I obey, the more I'm blessed. I'm not blessed because of where I live and who I'm married to and where I work and what my profession is. Those things don't matter. I am blessed beyond measure because of my obedience. As a matter of fact, you will only be rewarded based on your level of obedience. So we have to take our obedience to a higher level and just do what God has told us to do. And then do it the way He tells us to do it. So however God has told you to obey others, He's told you what to do. Now your job is to do it. And He's told us how to forgive. God has told you how to forgive. And you have to forgive God's way. Don't try to do it your way. If I try to forgive Lalisa's way, it'll never get done. You got to forgive God's way. How did God say to forgive? Okay? How God says to forgive, that's how you're going to forgive. You're going to do it just like He said it, the way He said it, how He said it, and that's how you're going to be a success in life, is to obey the way that God told you to obey. You don't do it God's way. You're going to be in the way of His blessings. You're going to block His way of blessing you by not doing this. All God wants, He just wants somebody to obey Him. He wants us to do what He says, because guess what? Here's what we don't realize, but it's so true. God knows what's best for us. God knows what's best for you. He knows what's best for me. He knows what's best for your husband, for your wife, for your girlfriend, for your boyfriend, for your daughter, for your son, for your mother, for your father, for your uncle, for your aunt. God knows what is best for us. And therefore, we ought to do everything that God tells us to do. We should do it the way He tells us. We should do how He tells us. Okay? So I want you to really, really focus on forgiving. So where I want you to start is I want you to make a list of people that you have to forgive. And don't forget, on that list possibly might be yourself. You might also be on the list of forgiveness. And just think, if it's so important to you to forgive to others who have hurt you, ask you for forgiveness, if you think that is so important, so, and it is, well, ask God to show you all the people that you need to go and say you're sorry to, all the people that you need to apologize to who may be holding some kind of unforgiveness towards you. If you think that the only way for a person to move forward is that the person has to come to you and say they're sorry for you to forgive them, well then, what about all the people that you have to go to and say you're sorry that you haven't gone to yet? We know the easy case scenarios were the people that it's easier to say you're sorry to. But what about the other ones? And what about the fact that, you know, sometimes you don't even know all the people that have hurt you. Like, you may say, well, I've said sorry to everybody that I've hurt. But you don't know that. There may be people out there who feel that you hurt them, something you said. Or I had a person in my life who had aught against me because I didn't say anything to them. they felt that I was holding back, you know, trying to help them, trying to encourage them, they thought, because I didn't say anything to them. So you never know who you're hurting. It may seem like you're only hurting this person, that person, that person, but that might not be the case. It may be other people. So that's why we go to God and let God do the work, because He knows everything. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. He's all-knowing, and He's all-everywhere at one time. He's omnipotent, omnipotent, and He's omnipresent. He said, what is everywhere? He knows everything, and He's all-powerful. Okay? Omnipotent, He's all-powerful. Omnipresence, He's everywhere at one time, and He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. All-knowing. And He knows it. He knows who you need to forgive. He knows who needs to forgive you. So you go, got to go talk to God about it. Just go have a little talk with Jesus. They said, and He'll make it all right. I'll tell Him all about my troubles. He already knows anyway. So He already knows who you haven't forgiven. He knows who He hasn't forgiven you. And all you got to do is ask God to give you the strength and the power to say you're sorry, to ask for forgiveness. And once you've done that, now your hands are clean, clean as a whistle. Once you do that, your hands are clean. You ain't got to worry. Okay? Then you don't even have to worry. Right? See how good God is? God is great. God is awesome. And God will watch you. He'll protect you. He'll watch over you. He'll protect you. He'll bring about in your life the positive things that need to be there. He will allow you to forgive those people that you need to forgive. And you're setting yourself free. When you forgive, you're setting yourself free. You're setting yourself to be able to do better things, higher things, more powerful things by forgiving. By forgiving. So I hope that this show was a blessing to you. I hope that you understand that there are people, and, you know, you write down their names and you call them up, and, you know, or the people that, you know, you need to forgive, just let it go. If they don't call you up and ask you for forgiveness, let it go. If it is somebody that you can call, and what are you going to ask somebody to forgive you? I mean, come on, let's face it. If they wanted to forgive you, they would have called you and asked for the forgiveness. But you don't have to harbor and hold on to unforgiveness. You can accept what has happened to you, acknowledge it, and let it go. Accept, acknowledge, and let it go. Accept it, acknowledge it, and let it go. So that you can walk in power, true victory. So that you can have things that you really want. So you can have the things that God has told you are good. That's all we have time for today. This has been Coach Lalisa. And remember, tune into the show Monday through Friday. The times have changed a little bit. So join us on Facebook so you can keep up with the times. Like us right here on Blog Talk Radio. Like our page. Ask to follow the page. And this way, you will know exactly what time the show is coming on. We had to flex it a little bit based on our schedule. Because as a trainer, you go and you do workshops. You're called to speak at different times. So, you know, there's no guarantee what time the show will come on. We may even have to go to a very late night format just to get the time going right, because we need to be able to come, but we need to be able to have the time to do it. So everybody have a wonderful weekend, and some of you will hold cookouts and different things. Well, I will be on the air come Monday morning, which is Memorial Day. We'll do our show Monday morning. We'll do a 9 o'clock show on Monday. That way people can get up, do their show, and keep going. All right? Have a great day, everybody.